What awkwardly have you had to ask for back? It's 99.7 DJX.
What did you do this time?
So, give you a little backstory. This happened at work. Kind of as an extra incentive, I give a gallon of milk to our afternoon host, Emily, if she hits number one in ratings, right?
You don't do that for us.
Well, you don't like milk like she does.
And something else. Well, like chocolate fudge covered Oreos or something.
Well, but that's her. That's like
her love language.
Yeah, she likes milk, and it's just a little. You know, obviously
it's a defining factor.
Obviously,
for her.
She gets rewarded in other ways too. But This is just kind of like a little extra, like nod to you. Hey, congratulations! Here's a gallon of milk, and so
that's
it's literally been a thing. It started off as just a random comment I made like a couple years ago, and I've been doing it ever since. Every time she hits number one, it's a gallon of milk for her. So the other day, we got ratings back. She was number one. I go across the street to the supermarket. They didn't have an entire gallon. They had 2 half gallons. So I got her 2 half gallons of, and all they had was organic, like Horizon brand.
Oh, wow.
So it was like
it's the best stuff.
Yeah,
right?
It was like premium milk. I'm like, all right.
Okay, well, she's number one.
I know. I was like,
she's worth it.
A promise is a promise. So I get her the 2 half gallons and I put it in the fridge and I put a little post-it note on there and everything. And so all that, blah, blah, blah. And so a couple days go by and I make a comment. I make a comment about it. And she's like, oh, I have given up drinking milk.
I'm sorry, back the truck up?
Yeah, she cut milk out of her diet. She was feeling some sort of way. And so she was like, you know what? I'm going to try taking 8,000 random calories that I'm ingesting every single week out of my life and just see how it all works. So I don't know if it's going to be permanent or temporary, but for now.
But milk is going to be spoiling.
So she's like, yeah, I'm not drinking milk anymore. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's like literally been, though, like her one character trait. Though, like, the one fun fact that you first learned about Emily is she loves milk.
Yes. So I was like, all right, great. Didn't think anything of it. I was like, you know, she's going to do what she's going to do with it. So the milk just kind of continued to sit there. And so she said, oh, I gave the milk to one of our coworkers. And so I was like, okay, great. You're paying it forward. That's fantastic. Okay. So again, another week goes by, and again, the milk is whole milk. It's got a long shelf life, so I'm not worried about
it. It's organic.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it going bad anytime soon. So it's still in the fridge, and lo and behold, I run out of milk at home.
Oh.
And so there's still a half gallon unopened, organic whole milk just sitting there in the work fridge. And so
not being used.
And so yesterday I like walk over to her and she happens to be sitting next to the coworker who she had kind of like given the milk to.
Mm.
And I said, this is going to be an interesting question, but can I have that milk back?
You said you're not using it.
Yeah.
You don't want it right now.
We're actually out of milk at my house.
There is a shelf life on
that.
And
if, you know, you're not using it, then
I could put it to good use rather than just let it spoil.
Right. And so she goes, oh, well, didn't I tell you? I gave it away. It's not mine anymore. It's hers.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm like,
oh, gosh.
I'm the one.
Wait, so both gallons were spoken for.
Both half gallons.
Both half gallons,
yeah.
Were
and
gifted.
And so I was like sitting here thinking, I bought the milk.
The other person didn't deserve a reward.
I know. So I'm just sitting here going, okay. And so I kind of then look over to the other person. I'm like, are you? And she
using
was like,
both half
and
gallons.
So Emily goes, well, are you? She was like, why haven't you taken it home yet? And she was like, Well, I was going to take it home, and actually, I was thinking about taking it home today.
Oh gosh.
And I'm like,
oh, now it's becoming a tug of war.
Now
over the milk
over
that was supposed
half
to be reward.
Yes, exactly. And so now I'm sitting there going, oh my gosh.
And now, do you feel that you need to replace the reward with a different reward for Emily?
I don't know. I'm gonna have to think of something. We'll get to that eventually. But so I am,
and also don't tell Ryan.
I am
our
like,
friend after our show because
he
also was number one, and he probably doesn't
it's
need
fine.
To know about the reward system you've had just
it's
for
fine.
Emily.
It's fine.
Okay.
So I look at the other person and I'm like, so are you? I mean, do you need milk?
Do you need it?
I know, and so
I bought it.
I know, and then she's
and
she kind of looks
not
at,
a reward,
right? And so
just
she
just milk
kind of looks at me and goes, well, you can have it.
Oh, God. And then you're like, okay,
like,
well, then do I say okay or
no.
do I say no?
No.
It's fine. You can have it. Oh, what
you,
drama?
You know me. What do you think I said?
You said, no, it's fine. You can have it.
Absolutely, I did not say that. I was
you
like,
took it back?
I said, okay. Thank you.
I'm going to need that.
I did.
Oh, wow.
So had
not
to.
Not only did you take it back from Emily, you took it back from someone else.
Yes.
You took it away from two people.
I did. So I bought as a gift, as a little reward to Emily. She gave it away, and then I asked for it back, and I took it from the person that she gave it to. But good news, it's going to get used.
So that's great.
Anyways, I wanted to know, is there anything that you've in your life had to ask for back? Maybe it's an awkward thing. Maybe it's something that you gifted and then you're like, you know what? I actually need that. 502-795-1997. For me, it was milk that I'd given as a gift.
I'm just so glad it came full circle for you.
I know, it really did.
It's back where it belongs because it's your money.
That was expensive milk, too. That was premium expensive milk. It wasn't just like generic name brand. It was name brand. So,
wow.
Anyways, 502-795-1997.
Also, we need to talk about the fact that just one person on the staff now has a little reward incentive program. I'm feeling some sort of way about that.
You get money.
Oh, she doesn't get money?
She gets money.
Okay, then. Why are you making that special then? She gets money and milk.
Well, do you want milk?
I want chocolate-covered Oreos.
Chocolate-covered Oreos.
I tell you, I even picked a food item.
If I got you chocolate... Okay, sorry. We
can't... Fudge-covered Oreos. Sorry, fudge-covered Oreos. That's what they're called.
If I got you fudge-covered Oreos...
Yes.
They would sit.
They would not.
Uneaten.
No, they would not. I would take them home because my family eats them too. They'd be gone in one day.
All right.
Because there's only 10 in a box.
Okay. Okay. Noted.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, I'm just, now that I know there's a reward system.
Wow, we're just giving out stuff.
You glazed over the fact that one person on the staff was getting a little extra reward, and I just just noticed that. We probably
you just noticed that.
Still shouldn't tell Ryan.
It's fine. Ryan's
He's
fine.
He's already mad about the punch monkey. No one got a punch monkey for him. He's mad about
Again,
that.
Again, he wasn't in the meeting. We're getting off track. All right, 502-795-1997.
You're learning about the dynamics around the office here. That's what I love, is everyone's learning about the dynamics and the hierarchy of the favorites.
Kelly, you're
what?
A favorite?
I am?
Yes.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, sorry. Again, we're getting off track. What have you had to ask for back? 502-795-1997.
This
All right.
is great.
All right, we'll take some of your stories next. So what did you have to ask for back? It's 99.7 DJX. I had gifted 2 half gallons of milk to Emily. She doesn't drink milk anymore. She's going through a phase, not drinking milk. So she was not putting them to use. So there was one unused half gallon of milk in the fridge. I needed milk, so I asked the gift that I had given her for it back. So now I have a nice half gallon of milk.
That's great.
Sitting in my fridge.
That's so great. Aaron says, I gave these Wizard of Oz dolls to my friend's little girl that my grandmother gave me years ago. And then I had a little girl, and mm-hmm. she loved the story. So I thought since the little girl grew out of them, mm-hmm. I'd see if they still had them. She said she wasn't ready to part with them. Fair enough, but man.
Oh, no. voice note, got one from first Seth.
When I was about 21, I was working for Amazon as a delivery driver, mm-hmm. and I ended up finding this sweet little stray kitten. Her name's Angel. Mm-hmm. I took care of her for about 2 years, and then I decided to move out of my parents' house.
Uh-huh.
After moving out of my parents' house, I needed to rehome her. I reached out to my cousin, and they said yes. Mm-hmm. About half a year goes by, and I reach back out to my cousin saying, oh, no. Hey, can I have my cat back?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And she has already spent about $600 on just cat stuff.
Oh,
and
no.
And cat supplies.
Oh, no, no.
And food.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I offered to pay her back, but I had to drive all the way out to Tennessee to pick her back up.
Oh, gosh!
So I could get my cat back.
Wow! So you got it back!
And it doesn't sound like it was entirely clear that that was temporary.
That was a temporary thing, right.
Like, they thought, they gave me the cat.
Oh, my gosh.
Gave me a cat.
Especially if it's a pet, and you can get attached to those, for sure.
1,000% sounds like she did.
Rachel sent us a voice note.
So there was this one time that my aunt got me rolling tray for mm-hmm. Christmas, but I already had a rolling tray. Anywho, so I gave it to my friend who I knew would put it to good use. Mm-hmm. Well, now my aunt has passed away and I want to ask for it back.
Oh no.
But I do not know.
Oh no.
How to ask for that back because I re-gifted it to her. She doesn't know it was a re-gift.
Yeah,
my aunt passed away.
Nope.
And I feel really connected to her in that way. And I like really want it back now.
No.
How does one do that?
No, you don't.
Please let me know.
I don't think you do.
What do you mean?
Because she didn't know it was a re-gift.
Listen.
She thought it was like a brand new gift.
Rachel,
she should have to out herself.
You channel your inner Ben Davis.
Oh.
And you just...
Oh, no.
You own it.
Oh, no.
You got to go, hey, so.
Because that's twofold. A, remember the one time you thought that was a gift I bought? It was like,
listen,
this rare thing that I found. And maybe there was a story there, like, oh, I found this and I thought of you. And then so you're going to have to make,
I found this.
I gave that because I didn't like it.
No.
And my grandaunt gave it to me.
She already had one. That was what.
Oh.
But it's like, hey, I found this under some wrapping paper.
Oh.
And I immediately thought of you, but here's the thing.
I want it back.
I need to have it back because for sentimental reasons.
Oh, my gosh.
That is awkward.
Another Aaron said I had to ask my ex for my toaster back. Not custody of a pet, a two-slice toaster. Mind you, it was a nice toaster.
Right.
I showed up like I was reclaiming stolen treasure, and he goes, you don't even eat bread. That's not the point!
You don't even eat bread. You can toast other things other than the toaster.
Oh, Dave, I feel like this is you, too.
Oh.
I loaned my neighbor a ladder, like you're the neighbor in this.
Oh.
2 months later, I see it in his backyard being used as a towel rack. Had to casually stroll over like, hey, man, love what you've done with my ladder. Can it come home now?
All right. Well, that's just borrowing.
Sure.
That's just borrowing a ladder. That's not necessarily like a, hey, I'm going to give this ladder to you.
Right. Sure. But it's just like they don't understand that you do have to return
awkwardly.
It in a reasonable amount of time. Danielle said, I let a coworker borrow a dress for a wedding. She posted pics looking amazing.
Yes.
And then she kept the dress.
Oh, gosh.
I had to comment, love the dress, especially when it's in my closet.
Oh, ooh, there's a little bit of
passive
aggressiveness there. Yeah, that's funny. All right. Mandy, I loaned my mom a casserole dish. She gave it away to someone at church. I went to the potluck like a detective. Hey, I'm not here for the green beans. I'm actually here for my Pyrex. Mom gave it away.
Are you gonna steal it from the church potluck?
What a tangled web that is.
A tangled web.
What a tangled web.
It's gonna look like you're stealing it.
All right. Those are good. Those are good. All right. Thank you for the stories on that. It's 99.7 DJX.